Jeez. Let's call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization, April 30th, 2014. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Setzer.
30 miles away from this.
First is to approve or disapprove the agendas presented.
I would move to approve the agendas presented.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. You ready, Don?
I'm ready now.
Go back and do it again. Are you ready?
Nope, we're good.
All right, very good. 7-0 to approve. Next is to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next will be comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to the Board of Equalization. Seeing none. Doug, Scott, got anything? No. We can come back if we need to. Approve or disapprove tax correction slip 14. Get a motion to approve or disapprove. Everyone get a chance to see that. Dollar amount is in addition to the tax roll of $297.22.
I would move to approve tax correction slip number 14.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle to approve. Discussion. Everybody get a chance to see it. Comfortable. $297.22 in addition. The discussion vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty.
Well, basically, I handed you out my new farm values for 2014. So, and I got this in the mail. My findings and orders from the Tax Equalization Review Commission, and we are no-show cause hearing, so that's a good thing. So, what this basically entails is telling me where my level of values are falling on everything. And I can tell you that the residential class came at 98%, commercial class is at 95%, and the agricultural with, I think, what was it, a 23.56% increase, I'm just at 70%. So those are within the acceptable ranges. So there's a couple counties in the southeast district that we know are going to Turk, and that's Lancaster's going, I believe, tomorrow morning. And then Sarpy County is also another county that's going for show cause. So
I hope Lancaster goes. When I look at what they're doing, it's just totally and absolutely ridiculous. What are they trying to do?
I'm kind of debating whether to go up there or not. My liaison will be going, so he can give me some insight. But, you know, they have special valuation, of course, because they build, like, everything south of Lincoln at one time was farm ground. So those are all being sold and stuff. But I don't know. You know, they have their own number of sales in their sales file. And Omaha and Lancaster, Douglas and Lancaster, basically, are, you know, they do their own type of thing. So I don't know what they'll present to the Turk or what Turk will present. Or
interesting to see how Turk handles it.
Yeah, I think they're on tomorrow morning at 9, so. And I haven't decided yet. Are you going, Myron?
Still debating, yeah.
I just don't know. You know, I talked to my liaison, because I don't know if you guys have met Russ. What they do with all the 93 counties is each liaison from the state, and they started this process, which is really helpful to the state and the county to kind of keep them, you know, helping each other instead of blaming each other. It always says, well, the state made me do that. Well, the laws in the legislature do tell us what we have to do, you know, and that's why the liaisons come out to the counties, and we work on what-ifs way early in the year, like based on sales, you know. And then we compare across county lines now. So all 93 counties are equalized. So, and another thing that people have to understand, that when we talk about 70%, that is a median ratio. That means that there's plenty of them that are probably under. There may be some over. That is only a median of 115 sales. So, you know, sometimes people come in and protest and go, I want my property at 98% of its value. No, well, that's not the way it works. I mean, it's just a number, and it's an important number for the measurement and the quality of assessment, but doesn't mean that everybody's at 98. There may be people at 110. There may be people at 75, you know. That's what people need to kind of understand. You know, it's a point that we need to hit to get equalized, and and that's basically what we do and what we strive for every year. Now, there are, you know, there have been people in the past that have let the Turk determine their valuations by, you know, setting the value for them, but I feel that that is the assessor's job because, you know, that's what we were hired to do. So, don't know what we'll, where we'll be as far as, you know, protests. I think still the ag sector is getting hit the hardest, but it's the one that is right now still, you know, very good on sales and so forth.
Patty, I think I know, but you've got Area 1, Area 2. You want to explain to everybody
what
the difference
Area
is there?
Area 1 is everything except the tiers that are over there next to Pawnee City. It's Liberty, Island Grove, and Sherman.
Townships?
Yeah, there's three townships in that bottom, in that level 2, or Area 2. And we just really feel that there is different ground there. We've been down there, you know, there's a lot of rock. At one time, this county had 5 areas. And then things, you know, the south and the north definitely used to be different, but it's not anymore. And so we started recognizing that in the market. Just like the other day, we had a $6,500 sale on dry land in the south. You know, so we had to take away some of those market areas because, you know, but if we took Area 2 and put it in Area 1, you see a distinct difference. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is still that Area 2 should be there. So, you know, people might differ, but you can draw lines a lot of different places, too, and still, we'll see. I'm anxious tomorrow to see what's going to happen because I know Lancaster's a little higher than us. I mean, from what I've seen, I haven't seen, you know, some counties share with us their total valuation like that, but I have not got one from Lancaster. So we'll maybe know tomorrow. And unfortunately, I wish those were televised like they are in the legislature so I could watch it. I don't know if I really want to go up there, but we'll see.
What at the hearing tomorrow, they make their case or whatever, mm-hmm. and then what kind of decision comes, or when does the decision come, or what?
Well, it depends.
What goes on?
It depends upon what kind of case they make to the Turk. What the state then will do, I think the state's on the second floor. And Turk's on the 6th floor, so they will probably call Ruth, the tax commissioner, in. And then they run different what-ifs. And I don't know what kind of case Lancaster's going to make. I don't know. I mean, the state called them out on their acceptable range. So now it's going to be just a determination of whatever they say. And they have computer systems right there running to see, you know, what ifs and what if you put this percent increase on, or what if you, so I don't know. With that being said, it's hard to believe that nothing, it surely went up some, but, you know, I don't know. So it'll just be interesting to see what kind of case they put on and where they go. And I think most of their ag land is probably more northern Lancaster. I don't know if there's a lot. You would get Valparaiso, isn't that? Raymond, some of those areas. I mean, and there are some probably touching the northern part of Gage County, but I don't know.
Generally speaking, I mean, this is just a general term. If you go into Lancaster County, they're north of Gage County. Generally speaking, those sales are probably a little bit stronger than the ones in northern Gage County, the southern Lancaster County.
Southern Lancaster.
Yeah, southern Lancaster.
And I think the further north you go, a little bit stronger they get.
A little bit stronger, yeah. You get up towards Waverly and stuff. But
and
yeah.
I do know that they're, you know, I haven't seen their values, so I don't know what they are compared to mine. So that's what I'd like to get a copy of. But most of the time they don't come to our Southeast District meetings, so. It's other counties, but Douglas and Lancaster are very seldom there, so we don't really know what. And they have such a big database because of all the population and stuff, so. Yeah.
Any more comments or questions or discussions for Patty?
Well, just one more quick question. So then, based on this, then, this is the numbers that you will send out for in May here, in May?
Yes. As far as I know, I don't know that Turk could call me back in for show cause. They've indicated that I'm in the acceptable range. I don't know that if something came up tomorrow that, and I don't suspect that, you know, they would do anything to my county without calling me in, and we would go over what, you know, what the testimony was from Lancaster. Yeah, then what happens next is that these values then will, we will run valuation notices at the end of May, and then you have your protest period in the month of June. So, and just for the record, personal property is due tomorrow. Real estate taxes are due today. So I've got that in the paper and on the radio, and a lot of people were really glad to see that because we were really busy yesterday.
What's the deadline on filing the protest?
The deadline, June 30th. And I don't know if that falls on a weekend this year or not.
Monday.
That's March.
June.
Go down.
One.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. That's a what?
Monday.
So then we'll hear those mostly in July, so we'll probably need to get together to see what you guys want to do, if you want to retain Daryl for commercial or... You know, it went pretty smooth last year, so I'm hoping again this year, but we'll see.
It's going to.
Okay. Think positive. So, yeah, so we're at the crossroads now, and we'll start doing valuation notices now. See what happens. And I'll, you know, I can let you guys, well, if anybody wants to talk to me or something, give me a call. Maybe I'll know more after tomorrow morning. It may drag on for a while, though. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you for all you do, Patty.
Thank you. Okay. If there's nothing else for the equalization, we will adjourn 8:42.